Gossip on the Phone with Liv Geller, Maria Eduarda Rocha Oliveira Alves Kumba, and Nico Fellerman.
Before we start, we wanted to give you guys a trigger warning. There will be mentioning, not discussing, of eating disorders, depression, and drug abuse.
Welcome to our fantastic episode.
Nice to be here again with you.
Should we just start? I don't know.
Our English teacher asked us to talk about teenage life.
Today we are talking about typical teeny shows and our thoughts about them.
To start, maybe Edu could tell us what you like in TV shows that cover teenage lives the most.
For shows that cover teenage lives, I find it really important that they are relatable to us. I love shows that get deep into the mind and problems of today's teenager.
I personally like shows better if they're more entertaining and fun and maybe even a little unrealistic and dramatic, but not too deep. Although I sometimes like that too.
To be fair, not a lot of the shows I watch are about teenagers, but the ones I do watch are all aesthetic, cute, gloomy, or chill shows.
Maybe we should just give some examples.
Liv, why don't you just start?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I guess Gilmore Girls would fit that description. Gilmore Girls follows a single mother called Lorelai Gilmore and her daughter, who is also named Lorelai but who prefers to be called Rory. The show is mainly about Rory's school and Lorelai's work life, but it also contains some romance. And it's not my favorite show, but there's also Dawson's Creek. Dawson's Creek tells the story of four teenagers as they struggle through adolescence and the process of growing up.
And I didn't watch any of them. What a shame.
I can recommend for sure. I guess like one really entertaining, unrealistic, dramatic show is Gossip Girl. And that's basically about like very popular and rich teenagers in New York that go to this private school, and all of their like gossip and stuff that happens to them is posted on a public website online. And yeah, just there's a lot of stuff happening. And you know, it sounds really unrealistic, but it really, well, it is unrealistic, but it like, it's so relatable. And even though they're not so much my favorite shows, similar shows would be Elite, Ginny and Georgia, or Never Have I Ever.
I am obsessed with these shows.
They are very cool. I guess it's your turn now.
Right, I have to give examples too. Well, the deepest show is obviously Euphoria. Euphoria is about 13-year-old Rue who struggles with drug abuse. She explained to the viewers the trauma and problems of her friend group and community. Pretty much every possible struggle is discussed in that show. Another one, and one of my favorites, are 13 Reasons Why. The show follows Clay, who tries to find the reason for his friend's suicide because of the tape she left. Deep stories get exposed. Both of these stories are super heavy, so big trigger warning if you want to watch them.
Well, I just realized I watch way too much TV because I know all of these shows. But I don't know, it's just crazy to me how they're all similar.
What do you mean?
I mean, all the characters in these shows have similar problems, like, I don't know. For example, a lot of girls have like eating disorder or body issues of some sort.
Now that I think about it, so many characters have depression, issues with their parents, problems with school, and of course love.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
I don't know about you, but I'm actually not so shocked. I mean, these are actual teenage problems. No wonder why they're featured in shows.
Makes them more relatable also.
So I guess the topics are the same, they're just packaged differently.
In conclusion, if you choose to watch a teeny show, you will most likely see one of the mentioned topics be discussed. You can just decide in what way they are made.
And what genre, of course.
but all of these shows we discussed are good, at least in my opinion.
What are you guys' favorite shows? And do you even like teeny shows?
Leave a nice review and don't forget to stop by next week.
Bye-bye! You listen to Gossip on the Phone.